You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. On Sunday, Divine Mercy Sunday, Holy Mass was scheduled in St. Peter's Square to be presided over by Pope Francis. All this is taking place 11 years following the death of John Paul II. As we know, he had a special devotion to Divine Mercy and was canonized on Divine Mercy Sunday. But why don't you stay tuned, as in a moment I'll be shining the spotlight precisely on this devotion. In fact, to mark the day the Church celebrates the Feast of Divine Mercy, I'd like to tell the story linked to this devotion. It's a Polish story which takes us to a leafy Krakow suburb by the name of Wagoniki, at a time in history when this nation was behind the so-called Iron Curtain and under the yoke of a communist regime. And when Karol Wojtyła, the future Pope John Paul II, was growing up in the nearby town of Wadowice. Today, in this place, there exists a shrine where pilgrims flock. It's that of Divine Mercy, one Pope Francis is scheduled to visit at the end of July when he travels to Krakow to preside over World Youth Day, during this jubilee year dedicated to mercy. He'll be doing so in continuity with two of his predecessors to the See of Peter, the last being Benedict XVI, now Pope Emeritus, and the other, you'll have guessed, the Polish Pontiff, John Paul II, now a saint, the Pope to launch World Youth Days. So Francis then will be going to a place linked in a special way to the visions of a Polish sister by the name of Faustina Kowalska, who lived and prayed there in the first half of the 20th century and was later canonized by John Paul II during the Jubilee year 2000. But let's glance at how this devotion came about and at its message. The date was the 22nd of February 1931, with the first of a series of apparitions which Sister Faustina describes in a diary of some 600 pages. A personal witness of divine revelations and mystical experiences. This diary is written in a spidery calligraphy and not only unveils a powerful message of hope in a world in the shadow of the fearful humanity of the time, but also reveals an image of that apparition of the Lord Jesus, who appeared to her clothed in a white garment with two rays of light emanating from his breast. One red and one white. The red, she writes, symbolic of blood, representing the life of souls, and the other white, symbolizing water, which makes souls righteous. These are her exact words.
In the evening, when I was in my cell, I saw the Lord Jesus clothed in a white garment. One hand was raised in a gesture of blessing. The other was touching the garment at the breast. From beneath the garment, slightly drawn aside at the breast, they were emanating two large rays, one red, the other pale. In silence, I kept my gaze fixed on the Lord. My soul was filled with awe, but also with great joy. After a while, Jesus said to me, "Paint an image according to the pattern you see, with the signature, 'Jesus, I trust in you.' I desire that this image be venerated first in your chapel and then throughout the world."
And at the Shrine of Divine Mercy at Wagoniki, a copy of this painting of the merciful Jesus stands above the main altar. The original is to be found only yards away, in the chapel where Sister Faustina once prayed her chaplet following her first vision. At the dedication mass of the large new basilica on the 7th of August 2002, John Paul II mentioned, in a moment of nostalgia, how he used to come to the little chapel to pray as a young man, when he went by on his way to the Solvay chemical plant where he once worked. And rather famously he remarked on that occasion, "Who would ever have imagined that the young man in his wooden clogs would one day be back here in his capacity as Roman pontiff to dedicate a new basilica to Divine Mercy. Earlier still, during that homily, he had highlighted the spiritual importance of the message of mercy at a time when mankind was experiencing bewilderment in the face of many manifestations of evil. How greatly the world needs God's mercy, he insisted.
In every continent, from the depth of human suffering, a cry for mercy seems to rise up.
На всех континентах с глубин людского терпения сдающих взносить вуванья милосердия. Там, где панует ненависть.
Where hatred and the thirst for revenge dominate, where war brings suffering and death to the innocent, there the grace of mercy is needed in order to settle human minds and hearts and to bring about peace. Wherever respect for life and human dignity are lacking, there is need of God's merciful love, in whose light we see the inexpressible value of every human being. Mercy is needed in order to ensure that every injustice in the world will come to an end in the splendor of truth.
Потреба милосердия, аби всяка несправедливость на свете знаразва крес бляску правды.
What began as a very Polish devotion has now spread right across the world. And in July, when Pope Francis travels to Krakow for World Youth Day, no doubt many thousands of young pilgrims from the four corners of the earth will rally around him during this Jubilee year dedicated to mercy. Here at the shrine of Krakow Waganiki, where the legacy of Saint Faustina Kowalska lives on to this day. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.